Well, the wind is blowing in from right field, so if you think Wrigley Field, maybe this is one of those days. Maybe it'll be a low-scoring game. Who knows? We'll see. But today at 12:05, Giants Cactus League Baseball continues here on KMBR 680, Giants and Cubs. We're joined by Len Casper, TV voice of the Chicago Cubs. And, Len, always a pleasure to see you here. How are you?
Great to see you, Marty. Not only is it great to be here in Arizona, we've had a brutal winter weather-wise back in the Midwest, but I saw you the first day I got here, and that means baseball time is back.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Now, this beautiful park, and if you've been down here in the Cactus League, you know, so many new stadiums have come up, and we're out in Surprise and Glendale, certainly Talking Stick with the Rockies and Diamondbacks. But here we are, the latest jewel, and there's some feel to it that they wanted to somehow replicate Wrigley Field in some way. And fans, this is Len will give us a little description here of what this park looks like.
They really did, Marty. I mean, there's a lot of Arizona flavor here, obviously, but the ballpark layout is very similar to Wrigley Field. You have the wells where the fence actually goes out once you get toward the foul pole versus left center and right center. They added about 10 feet on average to make up for the climate difference here. You mentioned the wind. It was blowing straight out to right the other day. It's blowing straight in and has to be windy here to match Wrigley Field. You astutely pointed out the berm going from foul pole to foul pole does match kind of the slope of the bleachers at the friendly confines. The exact same type of brick is behind home plate, and we did our first television broadcast on Thursday, and if you just had the center field shot with that Cubs pinstripe home uniform, it did look like Wrigley Field.
Wow, I like the clock.
Yeah, and they've got a replica of the clock atop the scoreboard. The scoreboard here is in left field, but as you know, hopefully by next year, 2015, the Cubs will also have a new video board in left at Wrigley Field.
And also, there's a couple of rows of bleachers sort of above the berm out there. What does that represent, if
anything?
Well,
it kind of has that rooftop feel.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's really neat, there are three streets that surround this ballpark. All but Addison are represented. Clark Street is right behind third base. You've got Waveland, which goes along left field, and then Sheffield along right. So they really did it right here.
Oh, wonderful. Boy, hopefully there'll be some TV games. We'll be able to see some down here. Len Casper joins us, of course, in the Cubs TV broadcast crew. This is a big year at Wrigley Field, the 100th anniversary. And I was in here the other day listening to you and Mick Gillespie do the broadcast. And Mick was talking about all the things that are going to happen at Wrigley. I think it's fabulous.
It's really neat. Each homestand is going to represent a different decade. The ballpark opened in 1914, and it was not the Cubs who played there originally. Charlie Wiegman purchased a Federal League team, and originally it was going to be kind of a minor league until a lot of the owners thought, let's try to compete with the major leagues. So he said, if I'm going to have a major league team, I need a major league caliber ballpark. So they built Wiegman Park. The site where Wrigley Field now stands, and they changed the name later when the Wrigley family took ownership. The Federals played there for 2 years before the Cubs moved in 1916. But among the cool things this year, on April 23rd, it will be the exact 100th anniversary of the first ever game at the ballpark. The Cubs will wear Shi-Fed uniforms, and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who will be the opponent that day, have agreed to wear the uniform of the Kansas City Packers, which was the team that played the Federals in that first ever game.
Wow.
And we love to hate the Packers in Chicago.
No kidding. Boy, what a great story. You know, there's a basketball team, the Chicago Packers.
That's right.
And they became the Zephyrs after a while in the NBA. Walt Bellamy, if you go back far, to bring up a name. Hey, this Cubs team, though, Len, what do you expect? Of course, we'll see you during the season as well. The Giants had a lot of trouble with the Central last year. Travis Wood was someone who gave the Giants some trouble. What do you see in this ball club this year?
I think it's going to be another year of transition. I think the big league club probably will struggle. If everything goes right, you know, you hope they can hang around and be in the wild card race. It's a very tough division. I expect the Cardinals to be the Cardinals, as they are every year. The Reds should be stacked again. The Pirates feel like they're going to be as good, if not better, as they were last year. And the Brewers, you know, they signed Matt Garza, which to me is an indication that they feel like they're ready to compete again. So I think it's a tough division. We're still waiting for the kids to get here. You may see one or two of them get here by year's end, but the Cubs have been very adamant, and they have the number two system in all of baseball, according to Baseball America. They're not going to bring up Javier Baez or Arizmendi Alcantara, who will lead off today for the Cubs. They're not going to bring up these kids until they feel they're here to stay. So I don't expect to see any 20 or 21-year-old prospects on this club this year.
Yeah, interesting. I got to see a little bit of the fall league this year, and the Cubs had a tremendous contingent down there. Third baseman Bryant.
Chris Bryant, who hit a home run in his first at-bat yesterday. He's on the fast track. He was the number two overall pick. He led all of college baseball with 31 homers last year at San Diego. The big question about him is, I mean, he looks like Troy Gloss. Is he going to be able to play third base every day? He's a big, tall kid. He's got a great arm. A lot of people think ultimately he'll end up in right field. The Cubs have a good problem, Marty. Most of their top prospects are outfielders.
Good.
So right now, the general kind of landscape is if they're going to buy anything or trade for anything, it'll be pitching.
Yeah, well, Jeff Samardzija's name came up quite a bit. And I always say, you know, and I'll talk about it on the postgame, if the Giants could have made one move that I would have liked to have seen, it was to get that one Homer Bailey or Samardzija, just that one young guy that go with Kane and Bumgarner. And, of course, they went Lincecum and Hudson and Vogelsong back, and that may be a little bit of the Achilles heel. But Samardzija was on the block. He's still here. I got to see him pitch the other day against Diamondbacks. What's his future here?
He's got 2 years before he becomes a free agent. With Matt Garza having been traded, you know, Scott Feldman they brought in last year and then moved him to Baltimore. I think the bottom line is, at his age, this is the big contract. He wants a Homer Bailey type deal, right? Yes, he's from Northwest Indiana, so he's basically a Chicago native, but I don't anticipate him giving the Cubs a hometown discount. The Cubs have said, in terms of their philosophy, they don't want to hand out 5 or 6 year deals to guys who are basically turning 30. So based on all of those things, I would guess he'll be traded at some point. Things could change if one or both sides, you know, move toward the middle a little bit. They've been talking about it, but I do think that's going to be a big topic of conversation just about every time he takes the ball.
Yeah, boy, midseason, one of those contenders that I'm glad he didn't go to Arizona. They end up with Bronson Arroyo, which is bad enough
but
for the Giants.
But there were rumors, yeah.
Yeah, that was where he was going to go. Len, great to see you here. Thanks so much for stopping by. And always when I see you, it's all baseball, and I know that good things are ahead for you.
Oh, thanks, Marty. Always a pleasure. Great to hear your voice, too.
All right, Len Casper from the Cubs TV broadcast team. More coming up from It's Getting a Little Lighter Out Here. The tarp is off. Baseball's coming up. Matt Cain will go to the hill for the Giants. Cactus League Baseball coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.